What is up, guys? It is your boy. It is your boy, Clifton. But on the podcast, we call me, myself, SJ4K, is the owner of the SJ4K podcast. Now, I am back. I'm officially back to making podcast episodes. It's been a minute. I'm sorry that I'm gone for a little while. I've been taking a break because my birthday just passed. I'm now officially 18 now. I'm now mostly a man now, so yeah. I want to start making more podcast episodes because I've been missing out on some sponsorships. And I've actually been missing you guys as well because you guys really listen to the podcast and you guys really enjoy it. And I'm glad that you guys enjoy listening in and coming on every week, which I really, really miss that. So, yeah, that's the reason why I wanted to get back to it. So, there's a couple things going on. Well, Jordan Lucas officially dropped this album. It's called ADHD. The album's amazing. This one track that went viral is called Will, which basically the song is basically how he was inspired by Will Smith. And then this month, just a day ago, the remix just released. I reacted to it. I reacted to it on my channel. And yeah, I loved it. It was great. It was like Will Smith's side. He was rapping in the remix this time. He wasn't actually like, Jordan Lucas wasn't hopping in on it really. It was just Will Smith the entire track. But I enjoyed it because I realized he was the first black rapper to get a Grammy. I totally forgot about that. That totally slipped my mind. This man literally accomplished first black artist to get a Grammy. So, yeah, God bless him, man. Will Smith is a legend. Will Smith will always be a legend. I don't think he'll ever be forgotten. And I will never forget him, ever in my life, if he passes away. If he passes away, I will be upset. I'm so glad he's still alive. I don't think we want to lose him. If we lost Will Smith, life would not be the same. Nah, I just can't do it. It's like losing one of your closest family members, but just from natural causes. Like, it's so upsetting. So I don't want to think about it. I'm glad that Will is here in our lives. He's blessing us right now. He was the genie for the Aladdin movie. That was really, really well done. I think that was his best role that he ever got, to be honest with you. I'm glad that he took the role. Because if he didn't, I would have been so upset. I'm like, he's perfect for it. That's the first thing I was thinking. I was like, why did they put Will Smith for the original? The new one, Will Smith was in it. Yes! I felt so happy, man. I watched the Aladdin movie on repeat twice. It was that good. I watched it twice. So, yeah. And they still haven't found a cure for the coronavirus yet. The death total has almost become, by June 1st, it should be 100,000, which is insane. I did not know this virus would get this bad. I literally, before this coronavirus happened, I was getting out of school that day. I was eating lunch, right? My mom picked me up early. He's like, you going home? I was like, wait, what? And then the next day, it was like, school was canceled. I was like, wait, what? So I was confused what was going on. And people were talking about the coronavirus a little bit early. I was like, are they talking about the alcoholic beverage? That's the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, are y'all talking about Corona, like the alcoholic beverage that adults drink, or... I was like, oh, so we just don't have to drink it anymore? They're like, no, it's an actual thing. It's a virus. And they're like, oh. So I was like, oh, okay. Then I became up to date. I was like, all right, now I know what's going on. I did not know what was going on before. I was so confused. But now I know. We've been stuck in a house for a little while. I ain't ready to get out the house. I'm over it. I'm over this quarantine shit. I'm over it. I don't even want to be here. Like, this is not even what I wanted to do. I'm out of school. I'm graduating this year in June. Cannot wait. I am excited. I still get my gap and gown. I still have it. They were doing it, but then they messed up the time for me, and I couldn't get it. But the next time they're doing it, they'll let us know. So, hopefully, if you guys follow my Instagram, you will see me in my cap and gown. You'll see it. My dad's been waiting a long time for this, especially me. I'm like, I'm ready to get the hell up out of high school. I'm ready to start life. I'm ready to start adulthood. Like, I'm ready to, like, get a driver's license, get a car, everything. Like, I'm ready to do it. My grandpa's giving me his car for now. He's like, you can have it as long as you like. So I'm gonna have that to drive back and forth to work, which is gonna be nice. That's gonna be great. As soon as I get my driver's license and stuff like that, I have been reading the driver's manual on repeat. Make sure I have the questions that are actually on the test. That are actually on the test. So, yeah, my mom's been helping me out on that. I would work, but I can't work right now. It's kind of hard to work at this home because, you know, the coronavirus thing. So I'm pretty much broke. I am investing in Bitcoin. I started doing that. How I'm making a little bit of money is doing Uber Eats with my mom. So, yeah. So, yeah. That's it. But, yeah. So, yeah, you guys are pretty much up to date. But, in the next episode, we're going to be talking about something else. We're going to be talking about, some of the YouTube drama going on. There is some YouTube drama going on. I wanted to do an episode about that. But there hasn't been anything good. But now there is. So we'll pick that up tomorrow. I gotta get some rest. I have been working and uploading YouTube videos all day. Like, nonstop. I did like 5 videos today. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this little podcast episode. I know it wasn't too long, but I don't like to make my episodes too long because then it doesn't make the audience watch. It doesn't make y'all want to watch more consistently, so I don't like to make it too long. I at least like to make it 10 minutes. But I'll see you guys in the next podcast episode tomorrow, and yeah. YouTube drama is next tomorrow's episode. So yeah, if you do get a sponsorship, hey, it is what it is. but I'm mostly here for the fans, not for the revenue. Mostly, I mostly do it for y'all because I love my fans, I love my audience, and I love that you guys enjoy the podcast, and I love that you guys enjoy my content. And enjoy my commentary. That's what I mostly love about doing this. So, yeah. See you guys in the next. Peace. And, yeah. See you guys in the next podcast episode tomorrow.